The question took Han by surprise. It had been nearly 20 years since the Wookiee had sacrificed himself to save the Solo's youngest child, Anakin, during the war against the Yuuzhan Vong. The loss of his best friend was one of the most painful things Han had ever endured, and it still gnawed at him inside.
"Is that a fold, Solo?"
Gev asked. She started to reach for his chip cards, but Han covered them before she could take them away.
"The bet's not on me yet."
Han turned to Marvid.
"What about you, Marv? You still in?"
A tiny smile came to Marvid's small mouth.
"I intend to make that decision after you look at your hand, Captain Solo."
"Show me a rule that says I have to,"
Han replied. There was no question of outplaying a pair of Kalumai, either observationally or on the mathematics of the game. If he was going to beat them, it would have to be with attitude and luck.
"You in or out?"
Marvid's furrowed brow grew even more wrinkled, and he quickly fluttered one of his power body's pincer arms in Geb's direction.
"I'll withdraw."
Han glanced across the table and locked gazes with Gev, then rolled his eyes.
"That figures."
"It was the only prudent play on my part, Captain Solo,"
Marvid said.
"You may be playing blind, but I assure you, Kratheus is not. If my brother is still in the hand, it's because he has a substantial advantage over me."
"Sure."
Han continued to hold Gev's eyes, trying to give the impression that they shared a secret.
"I guess you're used to that."
Marvid's voice sizzled with anger.
"I fail to understand your implication, Captain Solo."
"Then you're not as smart as you think,"
Han replied. He smiled at Gev and motioned for his next chip card. She looked to Kratheus, who responded with a terse nod, then dealt another chip card to both Han and Kratheus. Again, without looking at his cards, Han turned to Kratheus and said,
"So how does the second round work? Do I ask another question, or do we just check it down and see how the cards come?"
"Perhaps we ask questions ancillary to the first,"
Kratheus suggested.
"That would allow sufficient opportunity to raise the stakes and require some careful betting strategy."
"Then that's the way we'll do it,"
Han said.
"After all, you're the boss around here, right?"
"Actually,"
Marvid interjected,
"Kratheus and I are equal partners in all our ventures. We make our decisions jointly."
"If you say so."
Again, Han glanced across the table at Gev and rolled his eyes, then looked back to Kratheus and said,
"My next question is this. Where are we, exactly?"
"That can be rather difficult to answer,"
Kratheus said.
"That mean you're folding?"
Han asked.